St. Anthony's Bread. The afflictions pilgrims bring with them to the Camino today are mostly of the spirit. Doubt, alienation, boredom, stress, estrangement from family, disenchantment with work, lack of faith, and that all-pervading sense of something missing. In contrast to their ailing spirits, their bodies are usually well-nourished and fit. This is a far cry from the old days, when the Camino was a walking infirmary, an endless procession of pilgrims seeking cures at the shrines of healing saints. There were many of these on the Camino, some specialized in blindness, others in leprosy or infertility. But the most famous of the healing saints was Anthony, whose specialty was the disease that bore his name, St. Anthony's Fire. We call it ergotism now, an almost unknown condition, and yet for centuries it was the scourge of Northern Europe, tormenting its victims with gangrenous skin ulcers, convulsions, hallucinations. The Convento de Saint-Antoine, the saint's clinic, stood here just before Castrojeriz. Nothing of it remains today, but a few ruined walls and the angel-thronged arches that span the road. But long ago those arches towered over the porch where pilgrims received the miraculous bread of St. Anthony, stamped with the Greek cross, or tau, which was the sign of the Antonian order. When pilgrims left the hospital, they took a tau with them for lasting protection. Now the amazing thing about St. Anthony's cure was that it worked. A pilgrimage to his shrine was not a faint hope or a last gasp, it was a safe bet. After a few days' rest and a diet of St. Anthony's Wonder Bread, the sick were ready to walk the rest of the way to Santiago. Indeed, the saint's therapeutic powers were so strong that it was said they started to work almost from the moment pilgrims entered Spain. Well, of course, science has an explanation for St. Anthony's miracles. It seems the fungus that causes ergotism thrives on damp rye, and damp Northern Europe was full of rye bread eaters. An ideal treatment for their condition would involve exercise. A 3,000-kilometer walk would be good for starters. And a whole lot of wheat bread, of the sort that is eaten in Spain. It's not the first time science has rained on a miracle. But does science really have the last word here? Whether the pilgrims to St. Anthony's Hospital were deluded or not, the fact is they came away cured. They got what they were looking for, even if it didn't come in quite the way they expected. I suspect there are still many pilgrims who come to the Camino looking for a miracle cure, not for leprosy or St. Anthony's Fire anymore, but for loneliness, depression, lack of purpose. And they go home disappointed when they don't arrive in Santiago whole and healed. But maybe what they don't realize is that the Camino is still inside them, like Anthony's bread, quietly doing its work. The tau is still worn today. You can get one from any shop in Castrojeriz. But if you like a touch of the authentic, then go to the convent of the nuns of Santa Clara in the fields near the town. The nuns are cloistered, so you will not see the hand that places your tau necklace on the lazy Susan and spins it out to you in exchange for your few euros. Hang it from your neck as a reminder that some miracles take time to unfold.